The presidents of three elite universities were on Capitol Hill today to testify about anti-Semitism on campus. The hearing comes after nearly 2 months of protests. There's also been backlash and even violence on U.S. campuses stemming from the October 7th attack by Hamas and Israel's military response in Gaza. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
The three campuses on the Hill today were Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and MIT. And their presidents all had similar messages for lawmakers. First, students and staff feel unsafe amid the rise of anti-Semitism.
These events have understandably left many in our community upset and afraid.
University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill pointed to recent protests in her city. But she said campuses need both safety and free speech in order for democracy to thrive. Something the president of Harvard, Claudine Gay, admitted is a major challenge.
I have sought to confront hate while preserving free expression. This is difficult work, and I know that I have not always gotten it right.
That tension was on full display when Republican Representative Elise Stefanik of New York pushed the Harvard president on pro-Palestinian protesters' use of the word intifada.
Do you believe that type of hateful speech is contrary to Harvard's code of conduct, or is it allowed at Harvard?
It is at odds with the values of Harvard.
Can you not say here that it is against the code of conduct at Harvard?
We embrace a commitment to free expression, even of views that are objectionable, offensive, hateful.
I would be shocked if you talk to any college or university president who isn't at least thinking about this part of the time.
John Fansmith is with the American Council on Education, which represents hundreds of college presidents who are in a tough position, he says.
Some of this is a certain necessary ugliness that comes from college campuses being incubators of debate, being areas where free speech and ideas being challenged are encouraged.
But the federal government is clear. The Biden administration has told colleges they risk losing federal funding if they don't take aggressive steps to curb anti-Semitism and Islamophobia on campus. To do that, the three testifying today said they are increasing police presence on campus, making student concerns easier to report, and expanding access to mental health services for students and staff, among others. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.